USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
We're down to a binary choice. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he's a conservative, but I do think he is better than Hillary Clinton.
Bobby Jindal is offering a lukewarm endorsement of Donald Trump. Jindal wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. He says electing Hillary Clinton would only serve as a third term for the Obama administration and its radical policies. Jindal says the electorate is important, and the party should acknowledge the will of the voters.
The people have spoken, and that's important. Unlike many in the establishment, I think it's important that we listen to voters in Republican primaries that are telling us they're frustrated and they're mad, not only at President Obama, but also at the Republican leadership.
Jindal says while Trump is completely unpredictable, Hillary Clinton is predictably liberal. It's primary day today in both West Virginia and Nebraska. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It's primary day today in Nebraska and West Virginia, and Senator Ted Cruz is floating the possibility of re-entering the presidential race if he were to win Nebraska's GOP race today. Cruz says if circumstances change, he is always open to respond accordingly with his campaign. Facebook is accused of suppressing conservative political stories on its list of trending news, USA Radio's John DeMaster reports.
An unnamed former Facebook worker telling Gizmodo that news curators for the social media site often ignored stories that could have been of interest to conservative users. Facebook saying it's got rigorous guidelines in place to ensure neutrality. The report also claiming that Facebook curators were told to inject other stories to the trending list, even if they weren't popular enough to be included. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your...
It doesn't happen very often, but there's turnover in one of the seats on Monday Night Football. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
He was the voice of the Boston Red Sox all through the 1990s.
A great catch by Tom Brunansky, and the Red Sox are the champions of the American League East in 1990.
Now Sean McDonald will be the new play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football, the network announcing he'll replace Mike Tirico, who's leaving ESPN after 10 years, for NBC this summer. McDonough becoming just the fifth person to occupy the play-by-play position in the 46-year history of Monday Night Football, joining broadcasting stalwarts Keith Jackson, Frank Gifford, Al Michaels, and Mike Tirico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America will fall nearly $1.5 trillion short when it comes to spending on roads, bridges, and utilities over the next decade. A new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that the U.S. has funded only about half of what's needed for our infrastructure. If you find an old painting in your house, you may want to think about having it appraised before throwing it out. A 9-inch portrait found in a New Jersey basement last fall turned out to be a missing Rembrandt, worth more than $1 million. It was part of a series on the senses painted by an 18-year-old Rembrandt before he became a Dutch master. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and I'm going to get started in a few minutes here. Before we do, they've asked me to give you a recap of what's happening in the weather situation. It's sort of a moderate day out there today. It's on the edge of raining a little and being nice a little, back and forth, back and forth. It says 42 degrees in the general area. We're supposed to get up into the 70s tomorrow for a little more sunlight. And then on Thursday, a repeat, and then on Friday, we're going to get back to some rain, just what we needed, although I think this is the time of the year for the rain, so let's put up with it so we get a nice summer. Saturday is supposed to be 68, and then Sunday down to 62, with both days a little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds, and then on Monday, 66. So sounds pretty seasonable to me. It sounds like early May in Hunterdon County, and early May is the time where we get everything nice and wet so that for the balance of May and into June, July, the summer months, we can have some nice green things. But listen to the birds in the morning, man. They know it's spring. It's just sort of neat to get up each morning and hear those birds out there, well, doing what they do best, making little birds, and well, life goes on. This is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We typically do a 55-plus show this week, but my guest was not able to make it, so we're going to reschedule him at a later date. So this week, we're going to talk a little bit about the buying and the selling cycles in real estate as they exist today. I'm going to give you some interesting information as to just a recap of what we talked about last week, where the market is right now, and then we're going to take a look at it through the eyes of a buyer, and then we're going to look at it through the eyes of a seller and see if we could tie it all together so that our listening audience has a clearer understanding of the issues and what those issues are resulting in as far as sales and being able to find a house or sell a house. Once again, my name is Joe Peters. I do residential real estate across Hunterdon and Somerset County, right down to 78 Corridor. I've been doing it for 12 years full-time with Weichert and Clinton, but I do cover those two counties, and I have business spread pretty evenly across the two. So you can know a little bit more about me. I'm going to play my commercial, and we'll be back to get started.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. My background, just for those of you who have not heard it before, is I grew up in a retail vertical. I did the IT job for both Allied Stores, which we knew in this area as Stearns and Gertz and Long Island. And then I also did the same thing for Macy's in Herald Square. I actually ran the IT division of Macy's for what was called Macy's New York at that point in time. Somewhere about halftime, I decided I wanted to do a little bit more rather than just be the IT guy. And I got into sales and I sold technology back to the retail vertical. And a lot of companies out there today are running software. I've sold them. A good example might be I did a lot of work with J. Crew. I did a lot of work with a lot of other major retailers in the Northeast and in Canada. Somewhere about, well, I'd say about 12 years ago, I decided I'm going to have to find something else to do because I was getting towards the 60-year mark, and it's a little tough to keep a sales job once you get a few gray hairs on your head. And I got into real estate as a general interest. I had been doing it as an investor, like working with people and also like helping people solve their problems. And I have, in effect, taken my technical skills and my people skills from sales and put them together in running a successful retail business out of retail real estate business with Weichert. And as I said, I do business across the areas of Hunterdon and it attaches Somerset all the way across Somerset County as well. It's sort of fun to be able to reach out and help people get things done. And at the same time, I enormously enjoy working with first-time buyers, help them. It's like working with my children to a lot of extent. I can help them get through that first-time buying process. And then on the other side of the coin, working with sellers to help those sellers understand what it's going to take to market their property and how we can reach the right buyers. So I've used technology to keep, as my ad says, the surprises few and the process smooth. And I've been professionally trained in both technology and sales, and that's me. Joe Peters, Weichert Realtors. So let's talk about what's driving the market right now. The main thing we're seeing is that home sales are up. I mean, New Jersey is bouncing back. I wouldn't say it's anywhere near where it once was. But from the point where we hit the peak and started sliding down a hill, which was about the end of 05, beginning of 06, we've gotten about halfway back. And last month was no exception. We were up probably about 10,000 purchases over a year earlier. And as a result, we're starting to see certain home prices and price points get to be a very competitive situation. And we're also still seeing certain price points to be challenging. I'm going to talk a little about both. If you're under the 500K mark in Hunterdon County, that's about where three-quarters of our business, some months it's even 80%. That's where the first-time buyers are doing their business, and they typically go out and buy in a 150 to 253 range and start a chain of sales off where that person turns around and buys 100,000 higher, and that person he buys from does the same thing, and eventually the guy at the top end of the chain sort of right-sizes. And that's the process through real estate sales. You buy your first house, you build up some equity, outgrow it for family reasons. You get into your second house, it's a size or two larger, and then maybe somewhere into your 50s, late 40s, early 50s, you get into your third house, and you live in that house up until maybe your mid-60s, early 60s, either through health issues or maybe even divorce. I mean, it happens. Let's not hide the fact that life changes and people end up different requirements in a house ownership. And then they right size. They may come out of a big 4-bedroom center hall colonial because all the kids are grown and they don't need that much maintenance and that much room and that much expense anymore, and they get more into like a 3-bedroom ranch so they could have one floor living going into their 60s. So we go for first time buyer, second time buyer, the third time buyer, and then the right sizer. That's typically the cycle. Some people stay in a house they buy all their life, but not many. That's sort of what our parents and grandparents did. What we're seeing now is people typically own 3, maybe 4 houses. And if we were to look at the even younger yet, they may even own more than that because they're bouncing around a little bit more than we did in our lifetime. So we're starting to see the increase in sales in New Jersey, and that's a good sign. But we have a lot fewer houses than we need. We're sitting with probably 23,000 fewer homes, about 35% off the peak. And as a result, in certain price points, we just have no inventory. We are literally saying we're starved for inventory. And that's where people are buying, in the 2s, the 3s, the 4s. Once you get above 5, it gets a little more challenging. And once you get above 6 or 7, it becomes very challenging. Not that we're not selling houses. It just takes a little more effort and a little more marketing and maybe a little more sharper pencil with the pricing in order to get the houses sold over 700K. If you look at Somerset County, they're not a lot different than us. If we're at 3/4, they're at about 2/3 of their houses under 5. They typically get about 20% higher for the same size house, and you typically get about half the land in Somerset County. Where Somerset and Hunterdon in touch, like between Reddington and Branchburg, they look identical. But the further west you go in Hunterdon, the further east you go in Somerset, the more individual the two counties become. Somerset, a much denser, more integrated county, and Hunterdon, a much more rural, bucolic, turn right at the horses, left at the cows kind of living, and you wind up with quite a bit of land typically in Hunterdon County before you even think about it. Just for the last month, the month that ended at the end of April, we had in Hunterdon County, we sold some 200 houses. That means they went under contract for those 30 days. And in the month of same month, if you take a look at Somerset County, we sold 427, twice the amount. Now, we have 126,000 people roughly in Hunterdon County. We have 275,000 people roughly. So it's a bigger county density-wise. I'm not sure it's bigger geographically. I've never really looked at that. But I think they're fairly sized the same. It's just that it's a much more dense population. So what else is driving the market right now? Interest rates, very interesting. I mean, we're sitting somewhere between 3.5, 3.75 interest rates, as low as it's ever been. And there's a big fear that those interest rates are going to go up. And as a result, people are out trying to beat the clock. They're out buying houses because they know if the interest rate merely moves from 3.5% to 4.5%, which it's probably going to do over the next 12 months, according to the experts, not Joe Peters, but the people that write for the Wall Street Journal and write for the real estate publications that I read are saying, except somewhere about 1% higher a year from now, you're going to lose about 9% of your buying power. So let's say that backwards. If you could afford a $500,000 house at 3.5%, you're only going to be able to afford a $455,000 house, or round numbers, a $450,000 house at 4.5%. And it's driving the market. People want to get out and beat it. Now, at the same time, the houses that you're looking at are going up in price. So if you combine the two, we've probably had a little under 2% average growth across the state last year. But if you took a look at the 2s, the 3s, and the 4s, it was probably more like 3 to 3.5% growth. And this year is probably going to be a little better than that. We're saying probably roughly 4%, roughly double what we did last year across the state. So combine the fact that you're going to have 9% less buying power, possibly, and you're going to have 4% more price because rates are going up. The prices are, they're better than halfway back from where we were at the top of the peak, and are still moving in that direction, especially in the popular price points. It's a powerful 1-2 punch. It's going to cost you more to buy the same house next year. And the people who are out there today know that. And they also know that, in effect, there's very, very little or dear inventory, and it's becoming more and more difficult to find a house that they're looking for. On the job front, New Jersey's not doing bad. Our first 3 months were a little off, but it's not forecasted to remain. It was more of a seasonal thing. And we're looking to add jobs in New Jersey. And if things go as planned, we should have a very successful year in helping the jobs get back into the economy so that we are going to have more and more earning power. I mean, think about it. If you drive down a street and you've seen a business vacant now for 5 years and all of a sudden there's some construction going on, that's a pretty good sign. That means somebody's out there investing in a small business, and I see it all over the place. I see brand-new formats going up like the Chick-fil-A, the Costco, the Roy Rogers, and the Buffalo Wild Wings just opened last week. And I see older formats getting refurbished, sometimes with a new name, sometimes with a new business altogether. But it's not like it's block after block of vacant storefronts. The business is coming back. The economy is coming back. Foreclosures, that's still tough. New Jersey right now is number one in foreclosures, and by that I mean we have the number one amount of foreclosure filings in the country. We had somewhere in the vicinity of 78,000 filings in 2015. That's going to drop down to roughly 67,000, which is a pretty good improvement. I mean, it's going in the right direction in 2016. But they're taking their toll, because what happens when you go through the foreclosure process is the first thing is you miss enough payments, usually two or three, and the bank starts to get pretty antsy about the situation. You've signed a document when you got your mortgage that said if I miss three payments, the bank has a right to start foreclosure proceedings. And a bank does that. It's called a Liz Pendant. A Liz Pendant is Latin for libel suit pending. They file what's called a cloud against you to say that the public knows, it's public record, not everybody knows where to look for it, that you've missed two or three payments, you owe the bank X amount of dollars, and in effect, they're going to start it. And the foreclosure process, and that starts usually with a short sale. You and the bank talk to each other, you decide that, hey, I bought the house for $400, I owe you $380 on it, but it's only worth $325. I would like to sell it for $325 and be relieved of my debt. And that's the short. The difference between the 3.25 and the 380 is what's called the short amount of the short sale. And we go through that process. It takes about somewhere between 8 to 12 months, and somebody buys the house, and the seller, the borrower, his credit takes a serious hit, but at least he's relieved from the indebtedness. So because we've got a lot of properties that are in that situation, that's why we're short on inventory. That's one of the two reasons we're short on inventory. People are experiencing, because of the lack of jobs, the poor economy that we just went through, and the maybe high interest rates that they borrowed at back when they bought the house, a tough time making their payments. Even if one of the two, if both are working and they borrowed against both salaries, either gets cut back or loses their job, the mortgage is the biggest payment they make every month. It's probably the one that's going to suffer. Now, let's face it, you're going to pay the electric before you pay the mortgage. And there's a lot of other, you're going to pay this before you pay the mortgages. So at the end of the month, you try to make up and you figure next month I'll catch up. But, God, it just certainly doesn't happen. I've seen a statistic that said if somebody misses their three payments and it gets into a Liz Pendant, it's pretty 95% certain they're not going to pull out of that tailspin. So that's one of the reasons there's not a lot of houses on the market, is it takes a bank a while to get a house on the market in the short sale process, and those houses are missing. The other thing that's missing are the people that are underwater, but they're current on their payments. So let's say same situation. You bought the house for $400, you borrowed $380, the house is worth $325. You can't sell it because you can't get the money back, but you're both working and you're capable of making the mortgage payments every month, and you're doing it, and nobody knows the difference because you're current, your credit's good, nothing's, and every year your house is a little worth a little more, and maybe in 3 or 4 years you'll be at a point where you've got positive equity and you can sell a house. That's what's causing the market between both the short sales and the people that are underwater. we're missing about 30% of what should be on the market, and that's where our short inventory or critical inventory situation is coming from. Another thing we're seeing are household starts. During the last 7, 8, 10 years, when the economy was off and it was tough to get a mortgage and it was tough to get a job, we had a lot of children either not moving out when they should have or usually do, and we had a lot moving back and living at home with mom and dad till I got back on their feet. Well, they're getting back on their feet. That's a good sign. There's nothing wrong with where they're at, and they're starting new households, and those new households typically start with maybe a rental first. They'll go out and look for a rental. A one-bedroom rental in Hunterdon County averages somewhere in the $1,300 range, and a two-bedroom somewhere in the $1,600, $1,700 range. So it's really easier for two people to get together and rent a two-bedroom than one person to rent a one-bedroom because it's cheaper per person. So the two-bedrooms are very dear, and the one-bedrooms are also very dear. We're sitting at about maybe a 3% vacancy rate right now, which is unheard of because we're not only getting those people back into the market, the new households, which are turning into rentals, but we're getting a lot of people who are coming out of that short sale process going into rentals. And as a result, we're short on rentals. Hunterdon County needs more rental inventory, and the state of New Jersey does as well. It's not just us in Hunterdon County. Second thing that's happening is a lot of those people take a look at rentals and they take a look at purchasing, and I can show most people, first-time buyer people, that if they've got decent credit and they've got a little bit of assets and they're earning, they've got a decent job. So you need some credit, you need some money, and you need a job. If you're solid on those three, it's probably cheaper to buy than rent because I can show you that $1,300 one-bedroom, you could probably buy it for less than $1,300, start gaining some equity on it, and have a tremendous tax incentive at the end of the year. It's sort of a tax shelter. So I deal a lot with people when I go, they're going out, they're trying to find a rental and there's none available, and talking with them about the purchasing process and help convince them that they may want to purchase versus rent and get into it. Now, there's a dichotomy here because if you're talking about the millennials, the people that are probably the 25 to 35s right now, they, in effect, aren't necessarily thinking about buying. They're thinking, I'm probably going to change jobs a couple of times over the next couple of years, and maybe I don't want to buy. Still makes sense to buy, be honest with you, because you could keep that house, you could turn it into a rental, you can sell it and gain the equity. But they're a little more reluctant to purchase than somebody who's a little bit older. And it's an interesting statistic that our first-time buyer has moved from 29 years old on the average up to about 37 years old at this point in time. So we have lost almost a half a generation. So that's what's happening in the market. Shortage of inventory. The job front is looking better. We've got more short sale foreclosure filings than any other state in the nation. And we have got a lot of people coming out starting new households. So it's a combination of a very interesting market in both Hunterdon and Somerset County. Let me tell you what we're seeing from what we do headcounts on at open houses. We call it foot traffic. We run open houses. I sit in an open house probably 45 times a year. I always do it on Sunday. I find Saturdays, although they could bring you some incremental business, people just do open houses on Sunday. And when I do it, I talk to people. And when we talk to people, we start gaining statistics and we keep track of how many people are coming to an open house. And we call that foot traffic. Probably 40, 50% of everybody that comes through an open house is going to buy something in the next 7 or 8 months. So if that's accurate, what we're seeing is maybe a third increase in foot traffic, which means 7 or 8 months, or within the next 7 or 8 months, we're going to see a third more people buying houses. So it's a positive sign. The economy's coming back. People have more confidence in the economy. People are feeling better about their situation to earn money, and people are more apt to buy a house. And if they buy a house, people go back to work as a result of it. Foot traffic is up. The Central Jersey area that we're part of is poised for growth in the housing industry. And we're seeing that condos are probably 15% of our market, maybe 20 in Hunterdon County, a little higher in Somerset County because I got a lot of condos, especially over in the Hillsborough area. But the single families are about 80% of our market, and that's where the desire is. I think anybody that's of younger age is going to go for a single family before a condo or a townhouse. But a lot of times a condo or a townhouse is all they can afford, so it's a great first-time start. Also, on the single families, rentals are way up, so it's a great investment from I'm seeing a lot of investors out there, people who have decided that it's not going to get any better than it is. Maybe it's time to pick up $100,000, $110,000 investment property and rent it out. We'll use a 1% rule of thumb. So if you could buy something that rents for $1,250 and only spend $100,000 to get it, it's better than 1%. You're going to get a positive cash flow. Investors find three different ways of making money on rentals. One is positive cash flow. It costs me $1,100 a month to own it, and I rent it for $1,250. I'm making $150 a month. Secondly, they're going to get appreciation. The value of the property keeps growing. And then thirdly, there's a tremendous tax deduction at the end of the year. You can depreciate the building. You can write off a lot of your expenses. And then the other thing we're finding is that people don't realize the amount of equity they've built back. We're seeing that people, maybe 20, 25% of the people out there that own homes feel they've got enough equity in a house to do something, when it's probably more like two-thirds of them have enough equity. So it's a general education process that has to go on. Another thing we find is that people think, well, my FICO score, my credit score has to be in a 725s and up. It's better if it is, but it doesn't have to be. You can get a mortgage in the anywhere past the mid-sixes. You may be paying a little bit more per month for it. It's just like when you go to buy a car, if your credit isn't so good, you're going to pay a little bit more because you're a higher risk, but you're still going to own the car in this place. You're still going to own the house, and you're still going to get appreciation, all those other things I said that come along with it. And then what people want to buy when inventory is down and when equity is up, varies. It varies where they are in life. A first-time buyer, as I said, is going to go in a 150 to 3 range. A second-time buyer, which results of the first-time buyer buying their house. So let's say a first-time buyer buys that one- or two-bedroom townhouse. And that person turns around and buys a single family in a 3 to 4 range, may have three bedrooms. And that person turns around and buys a bigger single family because the kids have grown up in a 4 to 6 range. And that person turns around and maybe either buys a bigger house or decides the right size. That's the process of buying and selling. That's Hunterdon County. That's the process that's Somerset County. It's a continuous evolution of getting a little better lifestyle, maybe getting a bigger house at the point where a bigger house makes more sense, and once the children are gone or a divorce happens or one of the two are finding some health issues, more of a single floor house so that the aging in place process is a little easier to digest and the maintenance is a little lower. So if you're thinking about buying or if you're thinking about selling, that's the process you're in the middle of. You're on one side of that or the other. You're out there looking for houses when it's really difficult, or you're out there trying to sell a house when in certain price points it's pretty darn easy if your house is in good shape. And if you get to the over fives, it starts to be a little more challenging, and over sixes, and every step you go up that ladder, a little more challenging. It's where a real estate agent earns his keep. I can help the buyers find what they're looking for, and they could be the first to know on something that matches their profile. I actually, as I said, I work with automation. I actually set up a computer profile for them as buyers. And let's say they were looking for a three-bedroom in certain town. Let's pick on a town, Clinton Township. Three-bedroom in Clinton Township, they don't want to pay more than $375, and they'd like to have at least a half an acre and a garage. I can set up a search. Every morning when they get up, this stuff goes out between 3 and 4 in the morning from the computer. They're going to have a list of what came on yesterday. And I tell them, That's our popular price point. If you see something you like, we can't wait till Saturday. We got to get out that evening and take a look. A lot of times we're seeing multiple offers the first day on really, really clean inventory. And then from the seller viewpoint, I have to let the sellers know not only what they're competing against, but what's happened in their market over the last 6 to 12 months. Once you get beyond 6 months, it gets a little fuzzy because prices have gone up a little and the market has changed a little. 6 months ago, it was November. You can't compare November to May, but history is history. History gives us statistics. Statistics give here's what people are willing to pay and here's where the popular price points are. In Hunterdon County, the spots where people want to live are Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township. We do better than 50% of our business right there. And guess what? It touches the points in Somerset County where people want to live. And that's Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, Warren Township, Franklin, just above New Brunswick. Those are the places where people want to live in Somerset County. Those places are contiguous or touch each other. So if you were to paint a map, you would draw probably a line down 31 to the far west and go out a mile or two, and then you would draw a line somewhere just on the other side of 287 by 2 or 3 miles going to the east, and they'd both go north and south, and that's the sweet spot. People want to live from Warren, which is exit 33 to 36 on 78, to Clinton Township, which is exit 15 on 78. That 15-mile area is where we do more than half of both of the county's residential real estate. Now, what happens if you're outside of it? Well, it has special needs if you're outside of it. A lot of people will sort of drive till they can afford it, and houses get a little cheaper the further west you go. New York drives the market. Always has, probably always will. New York City is booming. When the younger, the under 35, get out of their four-year college and want a job, they're probably going to wind up either in the city or near the city. And quite honestly, they're probably going to wind up living in Hoboken or Jersey City. They want that cosmopolitan lifestyle. They want the things-to-do lifestyle. It's something that we don't offer a lot of here in Hunterdon County. And the jobs aren't here at that level, and the houses are the rentals and nightlife that you're looking for aren't here. So we're losing the millennials to that market. But what we're gaining are people looking, and we call them nesters, looking after their first child or maybe with the first child or definitely with the second for a more bucolic lifestyle, a safer place, better education. Those are the people that are our first-time buyers, typically in Hunterdon County, or maybe second-time buyers. They're living now in maybe Edison or Union County, and they are now looking for the bigger house and maybe something they can own for 15, 20 years, and they're looking for school systems, and they're looking here in Hunterdon County and definitely in Somerset County. That's what we're seeing moving in, or what we're calling the nesters. So I've got to play a few more commercials. Let me do that, and I'll be back to you in about 5 minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
So that was Gina Versa. She was a recent guest on my 55 Plus. We talked about investment strategies as you get into your 55 Plus years. I've got 20 minutes left. I'm going to spend 10 on buying and 10 minutes on selling. Let's start talking about why people buy houses. If you're going to rent, you're paying a mortgage. Doesn't sound like it makes sense, does it? But you're paying a mortgage for your landlord. You might as well pay a mortgage for yourself. So whether you own or rent, you're still paying a mortgage. It probably makes a lot more sense if you're creditworthy, if you've got a little bit of assets and a decent job, to pay your own mortgage. And that's the American dream. The American dream is leverage. Leverage means I'm getting a lot more out of it than I'm putting into it. So maybe I'm putting 10% into it and I'm getting 100% out of it. Think about that when you talk about a mortgage. You're putting 10% down, but 100% of the value of that house is appreciating. And I'm enjoying it. I'm living where I want. I'm doing what I want. That's the American dream. If you go to the bank and you put money in the bank, it doesn't pay much interest today. Hopefully it'll get back to where it was one of these days. But you get interest on all of the money you put into the bank, not just the 10%. On a house, you put 10% down. Sometimes it's only 5%. Sometimes it's only 3%. We even have programs, if you're really good in credit, you can get in with a 0% down, and depending if the house is qualified or not. But if you put 10% down on a house and you get 100% appreciation back, that's the American dream. You're getting a lot more out of it than you're putting into it. And the belief in buying is different by age. In the 18 to 29, about 25% of the people feel that real estate's a good investment, and about the same amount feel that saving and other financial investments are good. When you get into the 30 to 49, that's where those nesters are that I'm talking about, people raising families. They believe 37% that, in effect, real estate is good, and then they also, about 27%, think stocks and mutual funds. So there's a higher belief there. In a 50 to 64, when you're coming through your second, maybe your third house, better than a third of our people believe that it's a good long-term investment, and that percent carries right up into the 65-plus. By the time you're into the 65-plus area, you as a buyer should have decent equity. You know, sometimes you've used the equity to buy the next house, but that just meant you've rolled it over. So let's say you buy a house for $200. That's your first-time house. You turn around, sell it 5 years later for $250. Now you not only have the equity that you had in your down payment, let's say it was 10%, so that would have been $20,000 of the $200, and you got a $50,000 increase in value, so you now have $70,000 to put down on the second house. And that story repeats itself on a second house and then the third house. And by the time you're 65, most of our seniors are looking with better than 50% equity in a house. And what I'm witnessing is I see people typically at that point in a $500,000 to $600,000 house with better than 50% equity, maybe almost paid off in some instances, and they're looking to cash out, get something that is a little bit more manageable, less maintenance, so they have more discretionary, both money and time, and pay it off. And some of our 55-plus communities allow us to do it, but that's an area that in Hunterdon County we don't have enough of yet, and hopefully we will someday. Another thing is that why wait till next year when next year is going to cost me 9%? So as a buyer, I think one of the things you want to have your eye on is the calendar and the clock. If even a month from now, it's going to cost me more than now. Why not buy now? If you need to build your credit up, maybe that's a reason not to buy now. If you need to save a little bit more money, that may, or if you just started a new job and you want to be there 6 months. But if I ask people three questions, what kind of work do you do? How long have you been there? And who do you work for? If the person tells me they're with one of the pharmas and they've been there 7 years and they're a chemist, they're probably pretty credit worthy. If the person tells me they work for Walmart and they've been there 2 weeks, it's a different story. But I'm seeing more of the former than the latter. And when we get people out, we try to match them up with the house that they're looking for. And after I show them the first few houses, I have them talk to a credit professional so they can understand what they can afford. And a lot of times, they can afford a lot more than they're thinking they can afford. And that's the aha moment or the revelation where you not only have more buying power than you think you have, you have a tremendous tax incentive available to you than you think. And most people aren't even counting it. If you're a first-time buyer and you're going to buy a house, and let's say you buy that $200,000 house and you put 10% down, you are probably going to have the equivalent of a tax write-off at the end of the year that's worth two or three more deductions on your tax form. So all of your interest, all of your taxes, real estate taxes, are tax deductible. The only thing you can't deduct is insurance and what you're paying on the principal. So interest and taxes are probably three quarters of your average mortgage payment. So if your average mortgage payment is $2,000 a month, you've got probably $1,500 that is a tax deduction. If you're paying 30%, that's like a $450 a month refund that you're going to get at the end of the year, and you need to talk to your accountant on this to better understand it, because I can't give accounting advice, but why not to take the $450 a month? Why give it to the government? Wait till it comes back. Why not buy a bigger house for $450 more and just take advantage of the tax incentive each month? Another thing that's happening is we're seeing loss in the capability of buying a house as time goes on. So if today you had a mortgage at $250,000 and the interest rate was 3.7%, this is the chart I'm looking off, your payment's $1,147. If quarter one of 2017, which is less than a year from now, the mortgage is, because prices went up, $263 instead of $250, and the interest rate went up to 4.5%, your payment would jump from $1,140 to $1,340, or roughly $190 a month. $190 a month on an annual basis is $2,200, and over the 30 years, $68,000. There's no time like the present. You've got to be fearful of interest going up, and you've got to be aware that prices are going up. Unless you're buying in the above sevens, and other prices are pretty stable. But buy or rent, either way you're paying for a mortgage, you might as well be getting the tax advantage. You might as well be living in the area that you want to live in, and you might as well be watching the whole value of the house grow as you live there. And that, once again, my friends, is the American dream. This is Joe Peters at Weichert. I'm going to give you a little about my background one more time. I promise not to bore you with this. And then we'll go on and we'll talk to the sell side.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Yes, as I said, that's my number, 238-0118. If I'm not already talking to another customer, I'm probably going to pick it up on the first or second ring. If I am talking to someone else, I'll be back to you within an hour. Just what you hear here on the radio is what you're going to hear in person. No pressure, information, professionalism, and I would help you achieve your goals and dreams. That's my goal, is for you to achieve your goals and dreams. And I do that from a real estate viewpoint across Hunterdon and Somerset County. Let's talk about the sell side. A lot of people are sort of sitting there waiting till their house comes back to where it once was, which makes absolutely no sense. Because if you're going to buy a bigger house, which most of them are, that house isn't where it once was, and it's come down because it costs more in a larger amount than yours has. The time is to take advantage of the seller's market, because the buyers are out there, especially in the under 500 market, and move on with your life. Go out and either buy the bigger house that you're looking for, or maybe right-sizing, getting the right-size house for your current lifestyle. I know when I got into my mid-60s, which are a few years ago already, we got to looking at where I was sitting at, and it was a beautiful house on 3 acres. It was 4,300 square feet. It was what we call a mega mansion, and it was draining me dry, both time-wise and money-wise. It was almost $100 to get the grass cut each week. It was $130 every time the maids came. And we said to ourselves, what are we doing? It's beautiful. We love it. But, you know, there's more to life than coming home and working on the house. So we decided to right-size, and we got out of that into a large maintenance-free townhouse. And we're enjoying life a little more. And we've got a little more money in our pocket and a little more time on our hands. So you've got buyer demand is high. Prices are going to continue to rise. So the house you want to buy is going to cost more next year, just the way that the buyers are looking at it, the sellers are looking at it, because you're going to go somewhere. Mortgage rates are still near record lows for you, too, as a seller. So you might as well take advantage with it and move on with your life. I mean, the bottom line to you as a seller is that it's time to move on, make your dreams come true. And why sit around? I bumped into a guy. His daughter introduced me to him, got to be 2 years ago. And she says, Dad thinks his house is worth X, and his house is really worth X less maybe 10 or 15%. But he's not going to sell it unless he gets X. And as far as I know, he's still there trying to sell it. He's probably on his fifth listing. That's a person that's not getting on with their life. They're trying to achieve something that is unattainable. Because even if they find somebody delirious enough to give them 10 or 15% more than their house is worth, it's not going to appraise, and the transaction is going to fall apart. If that person is going to look towards buying a bigger house or a different style house, the time is now. The prices from an interest viewpoint are right. The prices from a purchase viewpoint are right. And there's more to life than trying to get something that you once had but really shouldn't have, and that's why the market crashed. Yeah, we'll get back there probably by the year 2020, another 5 years out. But is it worth spending another 5 years in a lifestyle that you're not happy with? The supply is so low, it is absolutely the best time I think I've seen it since I've been in the business to list your house. If you're under 500 and your house is clean and we price it right, it's probably going to sell within 30 to 60 days. On the average, in Hunterdon County, we're selling houses at 75 days. So if you list a house today, today being the 10th, add 75 to it, that would be somewhere around July 20th your house should be sold by. And by September, you should be on to your new life and a new person living in your house. Everything that's going on is people love to get in while the children are out of school. So it's prime buying season up until about June 15th, because people could still get into the house by August 15th and beat the back-to-school thing. It's an exciting year. We're seeing, for the first time, the economy coming back. We're seeing interest at its lowest point ever. We're seeing people looking to buy houses. No matter what the price point, we're selling houses. We're just selling fewer above $600,000. We can market your house. What I do is I typically come in a two-step process. And the first time I come in with a measuring device, I measure your rooms, I take some photos, I interview you, I understand what you've done since you've bought the house, why you like living there, what it is you want to accomplish during the selling and buying of your next house process. And I then go out and take about a week, do my homework, and come back with what I find comparable houses selling for in that area and what the marketing plan would be in order to sell that house. I don't get every listing appointment I go on. Some I find people are unreasonable, and I just don't want the listing. But in most cases, we can reach an accord. We can come back with at least if their price that they want to go with is a little higher than mine, maybe a 30-day trial at that price and just move it down after that if we don't have any bona fide interest in the house. But the first 30 to 60 days are key, because if you think about it, when people come in and they go by days on market and they say, why is the house on the market 65 days this time of the year and there's no offers? Maybe there's something I'm not seeing. Let's go look at some more. I'm of a help to that. I mean, I do several things different than other agents. The first thing I do different is I do a staging process. I actually bring somebody in that goes through the house with you for an hour, room by room, and says, here's what she would do in order to get the house ready for market. She could either prompt or guide you through that or do it for you if you really feel you want to go out and engage her services. Secondly, then we do professional photography, and we make sure that we've got the house highlighted as best as possible from a photography viewpoint, because the pictures are what bring people in. Then we take all of that and we put it into professional brochures, because people who look at 8 or 10 houses, your house has to stand out to them on paper so that they're going to want to come back. And before the first open house, one of the things I do for my clients is offer a free house cleaning so that we can get the house really spruced up. The house may be clean in general, but those shower stalls or maybe the kitchen stove, maybe just a few points that I just don't know how to get that as clean as it should be. I've got somebody who does. And we get the house ready for market and ready for that first open house. So whether you're buying and having difficult time finding the house that you're looking for or thinking about selling and just don't know how to get started, think of Joe Peters. I'm on the internet at jpeters.com, and there's a wealth of information out there that you can just browse through, get a little more familiar with some of the things I've done and what some of my customers have said, or give me a call, 908-238-0118. I don't bite. What you hear is what you get. I'm just an informative, low-key person who likes to help people achieve their goals and dreams. So I will be back next week with a fellow who writes for the Democrat, Al War. We're going to interview him over the telephone, and we're going to talk a little about Hunterdon County, where it came from and where it's going. And I think you'll understand your county a little bit more and how real estate fits into it. So signing out, Joe Peters at Weichert, 908-238-0118 if you'd like to talk to me, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for listening.
With Audrey Strong.
The nation's top law enforcement officer has made it clear the Obama administration does not stand for all people. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
If you don't support men going into women's locker rooms and restrooms, you're an enemy of the Obama administration. That was the message today from Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who said the administration stands behind gay activists.
The Department of Justice, and indeed the entire Obama administration, want you to know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will do everything we can to protect you.
Lynch announced the Justice Department would continue their bullying of North Carolina by filing a federal lawsuit against the bill keeping men out of women's restrooms. I'm Jason Wirt.
The White House is again asking Congress to authorize budget to fight the Zika virus. The president asked for $2 billion to fight the virus back in February. The virus is linked to birth defects and is transferred by mosquitoes. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption.